government ever. And this is why I don't even, it's like I can't even respect these people. They got imbeciles calling the shots here. I can't
Gabe.
Believe it. Gabe, thank you. Gabe from The Office. He reminds me of
Such
Gabe from The
Office.
Such a great
show. Could they even make The Office today,
no.
Buck?
No. No, Netflix has turned into largely trash, other than the F1 show. Netflix is now just woke garbage being spewed all the time.
I don't know. I mean, The Office is one of the funniest shows ever. I don't think they could make The Office today because so much of it pokes fun at the idiocy of sort of politically correct
yes.
culture.
Yeah.
That's the Michael Scott character in essence all day long, every day. This has been a lot of fun. Encourage you to go download the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a moment of our show. We want to set a record in May, and we really do thank you for giving us the opportunity. We don't necessarily say it enough to be able to interact with you for 3 hours every day and be voices of sanity in an insane world. Thank you.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Did you know that you can have real gold and silver delivered to your door? Or if you choose, placed directly into your IRA or 401k. That makes it tax-free and penalty-free. That's right, real gold and silver in your hands or into your retirement accounts. So why should you own real gold and silver? Well, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA to request your free precious metals investment guide. Just dial #250 and speak the keywords gold IRA to connect with the Oxford Gold Group today. They'll send you their precious metals investment guide. Call Oxford Gold by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA and get your free investment guide right now.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DINOVITE.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. All of our blinds are easy to install, and we recently introduced No Tools blinds and shades that require no tools to install. What could be easier? We also have a fitter-free guarantee, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and a limited lifetime warranty on most products.
Visit Blindster today and save 45% off any order. Just use the code Clay and Buck at checkout. Blindster.com. Blinds, TER.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has sunk more than 1,000 points as big earning misses by Target and other major retailers stoked investors' fears that surging inflation could cut deeply into corporate profits. A broad sell-off has erased gains from a solid rally just a day earlier, the latest volatile day-to-day swing for stocks. It's still too soon to know the outcome of the most highly watched contest of Tuesday's primary election, Bob Agnew reports.
As the final results trickled in, GOP Senate hopefuls Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick were still running neck and neck in their bid for the GOP Senate nomination to replace retiring PA Senator Pat Toomey. So close, even the counting of mail-in ballots is not expected to give either a greater than 0.5% edge. And such a paper-thin margin would trigger an automatic recount. Dr. Oz brings a celebrity name to the race. He also enjoys the endorsement of former President Trump, who sees Oz as having the party's best chance of winning in a general election. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, a majority of voters think world leaders see President Biden as weaker than former President Trump.
Voters don't see President Joe Biden as having good relationships with most world leaders, and more than half believe those world leaders view him as weaker than his predecessor.
A new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 53% of likely U.S. voters believe most world leaders see President Biden as weaker than former President Donald Trump. 33% feel Mr. Biden is stronger than Mr. Trump in the eyes of most world leaders. The survey of 1,000 likely U.S. voters was conducted between May 15th and 16th. The margin of error was plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Dow is down 1,148 points. The NASDAQ off 566. More at townhall.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. State and federal health officials are investigating the outbreak of a superbug at Nevada hospitals and nursing homes. The fungus known as Candida auris has been found at local hospitals and nursing homes. The CDC calls that fungus a serious global health threat that is often resistant to drugs used to treat it. UMC officials say they've identified a cluster of cases. The fungus can cause bloodstream infections and even death, especially in patients who have serious medical issues. The CDC says more than 1 in 3 patients die after contracting a Candida auris fungus. MGM Resorts is now the official owner of the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. The $1.6 billion deal with Blackstone Group closed yesterday. MGM officials have promised to retain the Cosmo staff and offer some of the management positions at other MGM properties. Cosmopolitan opened in December of 2010 and underwent some significant upgrades after Blackstone bought that property back in 2014. MGM bought the operations of the Cosmopolitan. The real estate is owned by a partnership involving Blackstone Real Estate and Income Trust. Allegiant Airlines is adding 7 new routes. We'll talk about that next hour.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Heavy volumes on the 15 right now, especially through the resort area. South at Oakey, northbound at Flamingo. A little bit of congestion there on the Beltway 215, northbound at Pebble. And lane restrictions downtown on Interstate 515, both ways between Main Street and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, May 18th. It's hump day. I'm so excited. And to answer the collective question that is out there, I know. No, I don't know who won the Pennsylvania U.S. Senate GOP primary. We don't know if Dr. Oz won it or if it's going to a recount or if the tide has turned, but we don't know. And sorry about that. I'd love to be able to give you a definitive answer, but I don't have it. The answer is we don't know. What I do know is Gerard Romalo is joining us, a longtime TV personality in this town and a Republican candidate for Secretary of State. Gerard, how you doing, sir?
Doing great, Kevin. Great chatting with you.
Let me just ask you, and I ask this of all the folks that are going to, you know, jump into the arena, so to speak, and run for office. Why are you doing it?
Well, first of all, I love my community and I love this state. I've been here for 22 years, as you know, and as you mentioned, I was a reporter. I was a member of the media. One of my final assignments at Channel 3, which is where I worked, was to cover the previous elections. I saw things that I didn't like, that didn't sit well with me. And one of the main things I witnessed was complete unrest and distrust in our elections process. So that kind of prompted me to jump in and say, you know what, we need someone who can reestablish trust and confidence in our elections process. And I believe I'm the person to do that.
Did you see over the course of your career, did you see a lot of the malfeasance that has gone on? I mean, we've always talked about the Harry Reid machine and all the things that went on around that. Did you see stuff that turned you off? Because a lot of people might just say, God, I don't want to be anywhere near politics. It stinks.
Yeah, I think there's absolutely, to answer your question, yes. And I remember, Harry Reid's tenure quite well. And I remember the shuttle buses that carried, culinary members to the polls and things that were very unsettling. And you're absolutely right. When you are in the media, you see a lot of different things. And frankly, the media itself has shifted so much in the course of the 30 years that I was a member of it. And you know what? We need a reset at the very least. We need to reestablish a trust in all our processes.
Can our democracy be saved? There are a lot of people saying we've totally gone out of whack, and we can't just push the reset button. Are you convinced that we can change things for the better?
Yes. Yes, I am 100%, and here's why. Because I believe even Democrats are sick of a lot of what's going on. I believe there will be a red wave. to some degree. I think we're going to get a reset. We are shifting back toward common sense. Everyone is paying the same gas prices. Everyone's dealing with the inflation. They're dealing with the, you know, the government interference in our kids' schools and curriculum. And it's very concerning, regardless of what party you are.
I know a lot of people have seen you on TV, but they may not know much about your background. Can you talk about growing up and how you found TV?
Oh, absolutely. Happy to do so. First of all, my parents are from immigrant families. My father's family came from Portugal. He grew up during the Depression. He's going to be turning 97 in about a week and a half.
Wow.
He fought in World War II. He was a gunner in the Navy and, you know, just a real salt of the earth patriot. My mother is an immigrant from Mexico, came to this country when she was in her 20s, became a naturalized citizen, learned to speak English, and ultimately became a court interpreter, among other things. I remember distinctly when she went through the naturalization process, one of the first things she said was, "Now I can vote." And let me tell you, Kevin, I wish that more people took that amount of pride in their right to vote. In my opinion, it's more than a right. It's a privilege, and it carries such weight that I believe we need to, you know, view it in that same fashion. But yes, I've been a member of the media for 30 years. I worked in Dallas, Texas, and San Diego, Bakersfield, and 21 years here in Southern Nevada at the same station, Channel 3, the local NBC affiliate.
That is absolutely incredible. What an amazing personal story. You mentioned the Hispanic vote, and a lot of people are looking at this election as seeing the Hispanic vote is going to be very, very important to the outcome, especially in November.
Yeah, and I think that community, you know, and it's hard to, I don't like when people just blanketly generalize communities as a whole, but I think that when you talk about the Hispanic community specifically, they have certain things that are, you know, in common. They have values. Many of them are, you know, faith value people. Most of them are hardworking and want their businesses to thrive and succeed. And they want growth and they want opportunity for their kids. They want good education. And these are values that I think, you know, more closely resonate with the Republican Party and conservatives. And I think they're coming around. I mean, I've been to many different groups. I've been out to many different events. And I'm having conversations with individuals who say, you know, I think it's time we shift and we move in that direction.
Again, joining us, Gerard Romalo, a longtime TV personality in this town, but he's running for Secretary of State. Secretary of State used to be one of these sleepy constitutional offices where people just went to kind of hang out until the next race for something higher. And I guess now we view Secretary of State, because of voter integrity and all of that, as a major, major office holder. Can you talk a little bit about what you view as the role of the Secretary of State in our democracy?
Well, as I see it, there are two crises that we are facing that are directly related to this office. The first, you mentioned our elections process. You are the chief elections officer, so my primary goal will be to reestablish trust in a process that I think has been tarnished. People ask me all the time, was the election stolen? Democrats love to ask that question. I think it's funny, actually. And my answer to that is our trust was stolen, 100%. The single-party rule legislature and our current governor came in and changed the rules of elections overnight. They made it legal to ballot harvest, and we now have mail ballots that are permanent. You know, that's part of the problem here. They told us it was about COVID and health concerns because of the pandemic, but then first chance they got, they made these measures permanent. These have deteriorated the trust in the process. So I'm going to do everything in my power to reverse that. We need to clean the rolls. We need to establish voter ID, among other things. And I will be the person to do that. Additionally, I will tell you that there's another pending crisis, and some would argue we're already there, and that is we are losing our business-friendly climate. If we continue with the single-party rule legislature, I will submit to you we are going to become the next California. What does that mean? It means overtaxed, overburdened, overregulated, overmandated, to the point where we are now looking elsewhere to start businesses, and you know, the Texas and Tennessee and Floridas of the world are going to benefit while we lose.
I want to ask you, because I've been told this by people in office, out of office, political observers, and they always talk about how the Secretary of State's office is essentially hamstrung by what the legislature mandates that they do. How much autonomy should the Secretary of State's office have, and will you, when you're elected, will you be autonomous? Will you or will you simply answer and enforce what the legislature gives you?
Well, I am accountable to the people who elect me, right? So yes, there will be autonomy, and if I see something that I don't like that affects my office directly, I'm going to get up and speak about it. As you know, I'm not afraid to get in front of cameras. I'm certainly not afraid to get in front of an audience. And I think that's part of what has been missing. At the very least, you know, anything that affects elections, the elections officer needs to stand up and explain process and explain what's happening. We have, you know, some of my opponents in this race, they talk a lot about things that they want to do and things that they are going to do, but a lot of it is not really doable because it's not legal. So we need someone who is honest and who can explain these things honestly to the public, because there is an accountability there, Kevin. Accountability, integrity, transparency, these should be requirements, and they are largely lacking in today's state government.
Gerard, let me just ask you, because there are a lot of people that say it's going to be, you know, in a crowded race, it's going to be tough to stand out. What is it that's going to make you stand out in this race among some very, very good Republican candidates?
Well, first, I think what I bring to the table that others don't is perspective. I've been here 20-plus years, 22 and a half years now in the state of Nevada. And keep in mind, I have covered probably every major issue affecting the state of Nevada throughout the entire state. Most of my opponents are coming at this with one perspective, having been in one industry. Some of them are legacy career type politicians who know nothing else than running for office and switching from this office to the next office. And I truly believe there's an appetite for a fresh perspective. And my perspective is wide and deep. And I believe I bring also an ability to articulate position and an ability to stand up and fight for what I think is best.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about something fun, because you've got an event coming up tomorrow, a fundraiser that's going to be absolutely amazing. Can you go through some of the bullet points of what this is going to be about, and who, especially the special guest performance, which will be really, really good. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be going on tomorrow night?
Absolutely, and thank you for bringing that up. So tomorrow night, and this is open to the public, one of our you know, favorite taverns in town is going to be hosting an event for me, Tommy Rockers, and I've got a group of hosts, and this is just a meet and greet. It begins at 5:30, but you're right, we do have a special guest. Everyone knows who Frankie Shinta is. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. He's a conservative. He's going to come and do a special performance to support my campaign. And he's been a strong voice for conservatives. If you never caught his family show back in the day, and I probably went 10 or 12 times, no kidding, he's truly a legend here in Las Vegas. So I'm honored to have him perform for me.
Do people need tickets to get in? Can they show up at the door? What's the deal?
Show up at the door, free appetizers while they last, and there's no requirement. Just come and have fun.
That sounds like so much fun. Let me just ask you. I know we're getting late in the campaign. We've got early voting beginning on the 28th. We've got the sample ballots have already gone out. I just got mine in the mail the other day. Early voting is going to begin on the 28th. Can you talk a little bit about what your campaign needs from my listeners? They listen to you. They say, "Hey, this guy makes sense." What can they do, and how can they reach out to you?
Well, first thing they can do is they can visit my website or any of my social platforms. Just look up the name Gerard Romalo. My campaign website is gerardfornevada.com. Four is spelled out F-O-R, and Nevada is spelled out as well. Obviously, we need donations, but more than anything at this point, I need people to spread the word. And just know that I'm available. If you want to reach out to me, you want to contact me, you can call me directly. My phone is public and it goes right to my cell phone. And I want to hear your thoughts and your concerns about this office. It's time that we get some strong voices in there and we get some new, fresh perspective. I believe that I built a reputation as an honest journalist, an objective journalist, and honesty is what we need more than anything from our state officers.
And Gerard, what is that phone number if folks do want to dial you up, if they want to talk to you directly?
You know what? They can call my cell phone. It's 702-528-7952.
You make it so easy. You make it so easy. Gerard, thank you so much, my friend. We will do this again, and best of luck. It's going to be a sprint to the finish line, and it doesn't end till June 14th, maybe beyond. Who knows? Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Kevin, thank you so much.
Gerard Romalo, a longtime TV personality in this town, running for Secretary of State. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and the horses. Remember, I only trust Meine key with Meine key, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Latsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. the battle-born fighter we need.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in